12:10, Dean Richards, Sunday morning on WGN. Doing the grand march this morning, remembering the great Marshall Brodeen, who was on the Bozo Show, Bozo Circus and Bozo Show, 1968 to 94, and passed away this past Friday morning after complications of Alzheimer's. He was 84 years old. There have been no announcements yet regarding a memorial or services. As soon as we hear about that, we'll mention it on both TV and radio. But they are asking that if anyone wanted to make a donation, that they could do that in his name to Arden Courts of Geneva, to Heartland Hospice, or to the Alzheimer's Association. We're remembering Marshall Brodeen through his own words in my final interview with him and some clips this morning, and also talking with the people who knew him best. Probably no one more than the man who played Bozo himself from 1984 to the year 2001, Joey DeAuria. Joey, I almost called you Bozo there for a second. Going back to the old days. Joey, welcome. Hi. Nice to have you with us.
Nice to be with you again, Dean. I wish it was under happier circumstances.
Exactly right. Exactly right. What are your best memories of your old pal, Marshall Brodeen?
Marshall, I used to say of Marshall, I want to be Marshall Brodeen when I grow up. I've never known anyone who enjoyed himself more than Marshall Brodeen. He was a terrific guy. He was a tremendous friend to Roy Brown. And when I started with the show in 84, after Bob Bell left the show, they just became, we became the three amigos. We just had a great time together. Marshall had a boat out on Fox Lake, and during the down season, we'd all be out on Fox Lake, running over jokes and ideas, and it was a great way to get to know the guys a lot better. I have to say I really enjoyed working with Marshall and Roy very much. Marshall was just a very happy, cheerful man.
Yeah, and enjoyed making people smile and making people laugh all the time. Andy Bertrand, Professor Andy, was on with us a little earlier and talked about no matter where you went with Marshall, there would soon be a crowd of people around him as he entertained people with magic tricks and things in a restaurant, no matter where you were with Marshall.
Yes, yes, he was remarkable. And he had so many wild stories. he had a tremendous career. I mean, he started off as a young man working at Riverview Amusement Park as a sideshow barker. And at the drop of the hat, he would literally go through the sideshow spiel for you, which was always amazing. Things like, was it Sarah Sue, the mule-faced girl, the girl with the face and features of a gigantic Georgia mule, not mummified, not made of wax, but born of a human mother like you or me. I mean, he would go through all of those things, and they were just hysterical.
Yeah, it was amazing. Talk to me a little bit about joining the Bozo Show when you did, when Bob Bell retired. You were one of the new kids joining this cast that had worked together for a pretty long time. A couple of decades in some case together. What was it like for you? Joining these guys who had their rhythm and who had their chemistry. And along comes this new guy.
Well, I had an advantage. I had some friends out here in California at the time, which was where I was living back then, who had cable and actually had one of the early VCR players. Those were the things that literally had the reels of tape that were like the size of a dictionary, and they would put together some of the shows. And I'd watch Bob Bell and I'd watch Roy. And after watching a few episodes of, I remember watching Bob Bell and Roy, and I was going, okay, I get it. He's Abbott, he's Costello. That's the dynamic there. And then Marshall came on, and I remember thinking to myself, what is that? he was just so completely out of left field that it just stunned me. And even the first day I met him, I wasn't prepared for the level of lunacy that you would get from Marshall Brodeen.
I think that, to me, that was part of the charm was, you know, this mischievous, anything could go wrong kind of feeling. As you got a little older, you watched the show for different reasons, to watch you guys trying to crack each other up.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing is, and I don't know if anyone has ever mentioned on the air with you, or if I've mentioned it, is that our scripts, Al Hall used to refer to it as the Chicago School of Television. We did not have a set script. We would have a one-page scenario of pretty much what was going to go on in the storyline. And then we would all pretty much ad-lib what we were going to be doing and saying. And I knew that there were certain setups that I could give Roy that I knew I would get the right response. Marshall, however, was like he was doing a totally different show. Roy and I would be going through the bit, and all of a sudden, Marshall would come in out of left field and talk about something entirely different, and we would just stop and stare at him. And I would look at Roy, and Roy would look at me, and we'd both shrug and go with where Marshall was going for a while.
That was definitely part of the charm. Or when things went wrong, you know, when props didn't work, or a mustache wouldn't stay on when it was supposed to, or, you know, something like that with Marshall.
Well, yeah. Marshall hated the spirit gum that he had to use to put on the mustache. And I remember, you know, we'd be in our dressing room, and he would put on the spirit gum. And then he would roar about how much he hated it and that how he's going to quit. He doesn't need to do this anymore. And then he'd say, "I'll see you guys next week." he was just a delight to be around. And I remember I used to work for Milt Larson, the man who owned and created the Magic Castle in Hollywood. And I remember I was sitting and I was talking with Milt at the bar, and I said, as a matter of fact, I said, "One of the fellows on the show is a member of the castle." And Milt kind of raised an eyebrow, and I said, "Marshall Brodeen." Well, the minute I mentioned Marshall Brodeen's name, another magician sitting at the bar taps me on the shoulder and says, "You know Marshall Brodeen?" And I said, "Yes." And he said, "Marshall Brodeen is a disgrace to the magic world. He violated the magician's sacred trust by selling a magic trick, the TV magic cards, and made millions. I wish I'd thought of that." And that was pretty much it.
Yeah, there have been so many stories of you know, magicians who, you know, feel like they got their start in magic through Marshall and those TV magic cards and his magic acts, including David Copperfield and Lance Burton and, you know, many other names as a result of that. But off camera, outside of the Wizzo persona, how would you describe Marshall?
I would describe him as probably one of the happiest people I've ever known. I've never heard him say a harsh word against anyone. I've never seen him lose his temper. He was always such a pleasant, happy man, and he enjoyed his life immensely. I'm sorry the last few years were not as pleasant for him as they might have been, but all in all, I would say that was a man who led a wonderful and very happy life.
Yeah, that's the bottom line of it all. Alzheimer's is so cruel that it strips a person of their dimension and their essence. But he lived a great life, had a fantastic family, a fantastic career. And Joey, we appreciate you taking a few minutes to remember Marshall Brodeen with us. You're doing well?
Yes, I'm keeping. In fact, my wife and I just got back from Anchorage, Alaska, where we were in a production of The Sound of Music.
Oh.
And we've been working together and having a great time. And of course, I get to go up and visit my grandchildren in San Francisco, which is always a lot of fun.
Very nice. And I know you're very busy in the animated voice world as well.
Yes, I'm currently the voice of Butch the Cat in the new Tom and Jerry series. And I just finished doing a role in a new movie that's coming out. And unfortunately, I cannot say what it is at this time. They put gag orders on everybody.
Oh. Yeah. Joey DeAuria in Game of Thrones, the movie.
Yes, exactly. The cartoon, the animated.
The cartoon version. Okay. Tom and Jerry go visit Game of Thrones.
Believe it or not, they have actually stolen some plot lines and characters from Game of Thrones and thrown those into some of the Tom and Jerry.
Yeah, not surprised. Joey, look forward to seeing you when we come out to California. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Okay, looking forward to it. Take care.
There it is, the man, Bozo the Clown, for 17 years on WGN, Joey DeAuria. When we come back from the break, Southside foods that are our favorites, as we're here in the South Loop this morning on WGN.